Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jojo Morrissey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Lloyd Brown. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morrissey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete takes first base on ball four. Bonura moves to second. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Bonura moves to third. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky bunts towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morrissey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a line drive towards first. Trotsky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morrissey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Galatzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morrissey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes bunts in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to third. Bonura moves to second. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pete is walked intentionally. JoJo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrissey hits a fly ball towards right. Galatzer catches it and throws to home to double up Haas. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Trotsky reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vosmak. The throw from Grubb and he is out, Morrissey applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitehead moves to second. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Whitehead moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Zeke Bonura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bonura is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Whitehead scores. Krivic moves to third. Haas moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown bunts towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Hughes moves to second. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Galatzer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Pete hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrissey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Pete moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb bunts towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hughes covering, for the out. Pete moves to third. Morrissey moves to second. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Pete scores. Morrissey scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morrissey misplays the ball. That's an error on Morrissey. Sullivan moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Vosmek moves to second. Two outs. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Galatzer hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Knickerbocker bunts towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Galatzer moves to second. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe throws the ball into Dykes, who relays the ball to Pete, who tags Hale trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Galatzer scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 0-for-3 in the game. Morrissey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes pinch hits for John Whitehead. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.